Stage 7. Karlsbastion, a bulwark, an Eugen's Tor, or gate. We are now at Karlsbastion. From Karlsbastion, there's a wonderful view of the Hegau in one direction, and in the other is the Ringing Stone and the upper fortress of Hohentwiel, something which we'll meet again later.
From the Middle Ages onwards, the fortress construction was ongoing. Medieval castles were turned into defensive structures which had to be suited to the latest in weaponry and defence. In case of attack, the fortresses had to be able to withstand cannon power. This was why the walls were made yet thicker, as can easily be seen here. Equally, opportunities were sought out to set up means of protection from attack. As early as 1527, Albrecht Dürer wrote a guide on the building of fortresses. Hohentwiel too, while under the jurisdiction of the Württemberg dukes, was subject to the latest requirements for a defensive building.
In the 30 Years' War, Hohentwiel had to undergo a state of siege on 5 occasions, a particularly severe siege taking place in 1641. At one point, the area with the main entry gate to the lower fortress, which should be right in front of you now, and the atrium both particularly suffered. In the period following the 30 Years' War, there was a great deal to be repaired.
So, in the 17th century, there was a lot of work done on the fortress. In the meantime, it became customary to build bulwarks, which ideally had a five-cornered outline and were placed in star formation in front of the defensive wall. The purpose was to avoid blind spots and thus keep a clear lookout for possible weak spots and places which could be attacked. Originally, Karlsbastion, where we're standing now, was intended to be much larger than it eventually was. But the star shape can be clearly seen. Together with the gateway called Eugen's Tor, which you're about to pass through, and the drawbridge which follows on, this served more than anything to secure the access to the fortress. With these extensions to its defensive structures, Hohentwiel was now unassailable.